Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Insurance is a big issue this year in the state legislature. We had Tim Temple on the other day, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana, and was kind of looking at a number of different articles in California. State Farm decides to cut 72,000 California home and apartment insurance policies. The old saying that saying that the collapse happens slowly, then suddenly, well, that seems to be what's going on with the insurance markets across this country. State Farm has, for a while, not been accepting applications for new homeowner insurance policies. They had shut that down, I think, last year. And now they just announced that they're going to discontinue coverage for 72,000 existing policy owners starting this summer. State Farm blames inflation, regulatory costs, increasing risk from catastrophes for its decision to scale back in California. State Farm says that the decision was not made lightly and only after careful analysis of State Farm's general financial health, which continues to be impacted by inflation, catastrophe exposure, reinsurance costs, and the limitations of working within decades-old insurance regulations as part of the reasons. Sound familiar? State Farm General takes seriously their responsibility to maintain adequate claims-paying capacity for all of their customers and to comply with applicable financial solvency laws. It is necessary to take these actions now, it continued. The other day, you recall that we had a conversation, the commissioner and myself, and I said, it seems to me that really what these insurance companies are doing are managing their losses, not necessarily managing their risk. Like California, they're managing forest fires, earthquakes, things of that nature, a lot of it driven by Mother Nature. Well, they have no control over that. So what they do is they look at their finances. And what they do is they go to less risky Mother Nature states. They'll increase the inventory of business that they'll do there to try and shore up their balance sheet, their financial statements, make money, not run the risk of running afoul of what is required by the federal government in order to maintain financial solvency in their reporting requirements. And this is going to happen over and over and over again. And the only reason I brought it up is not to be critical of anyone, but it's this notion that we keep talking about stability. And, you know, it's curious to me whether or not we're ever going to be able to achieve that because of where we find ourselves and the likelihood of hurricanes and the like. And I brought it up, too, to try and stimulate a broader conversation of how we can move the liability of insurance companies further away and have some underlying policy that we can avail ourselves of that the state or others can involve themselves in. And it may be a number that just about replacing a roof, deductible and roof costs, and move them further away in order to encourage them to come back, because they wouldn't have that, and we would basically be financing or insuring a more catastrophic type of loss as opposed to just simply a roof. Now, depending on how much rain damage is caused internally, you know, that could ultimately end up being catastrophic. And it's for these very reasons, because there are a lot of things outside of our control that is going into the decision-making of these insurance companies. Inflation, for example. It's not in our control. You know, right now, the government is spending money hand over fist. They're contributing to this situation that we have relative to inflation. Everybody says it. There are very few that are salmon swimming upstream that say something differently. And the reality is we have no control over that. They do, because the amount of, I mean, they're impacted as well, because the amount of what they pay in order to recover, 2x4s cost more, roofs cost more, this costs more, labor costs go up, whatever it may be, you're eating through their insurance policies at a much faster rate. So these are the things that are becoming more and more difficult, and in turn, the reinsurance costs, these insurance companies laying off their liability are facing the same thing, and what do they have to pay? Higher premium. Same thing we are. Because they're actually buying insurance too. So it's this convergence of a whole lot of issues. Some we have control over. Most we have no control over here, especially at a local level. So it seems to me that we need to think about this in a much different light. And obviously, it's not just us that are facing this. The insurance commissioner there, Ricardo Lara, is now suggesting that he wants to investigate the insurance company's finances. Well, they don't have to be there. Go look all you want. You may think they're BSing you on their financial health considerations. How much risk do they want to take as it relates to their balance sheet or otherwise? That's up to them. So, you know, the situation is going to continue to be an issue. They would very much like to stabilize premium costs, expand coverage as well. They understand the wildfire issue. They understand the earthquake issue. They understand that these are challenges for these insurance providers. And not unlike us, although we are in much better shape, the FAIR plan that they have in California only has a surplus of about $200 million. And they said that if they have another wildfire summer like they had last year, they'll be broke. And the financial stability of the FAIR plan is going to be upside down. And as they put it, we're one bad fire season away from complete insolvency. They go on to say, if this were on Wall Street because of all the regulatory requirements, I'm not sure you'd be able to get away with this. So these are challenges that we're having. And it suggests to me that we need to get a lot more serious about what we're doing here, and there has to be a much deeper dive into this issue. And it's why I keep asking the question. A lot of folks' expectation is that this is going to turn around in the near term. I don't think so. I think we're looking at a 3 to 5 to 6 year turnaround period before this happens. And in that period of time, we really should be taking that time to be looking at all kinds of alternatives as to what we could ultimately fund here and otherwise. We have limited assets, limited resources. We're going to have a tight budget. There's consideration of the state sales tax number that they passed temporarily going away. I know that there's a strong feeling about that. I'm not really big on increased taxes, but what I am big on is whether or not we are going to lose more population, and we'll talk to Allison Plyer about that in the 11:30 segment, about how much of that is actually driving this issue. Because we could get to the point of no return. And it may be that we want to keep that sales tax number in place to go fund something along the lines of what I have proposed to begin to think about. Because I think that would have a much more immediate impact if you move them further away from liability, understanding that they have the desire to manage their losses in their balance sheet. And that way, everybody would be contributing on every purchase. I would go so far as to say the consideration audit might be that there would be no exemption on that. Because every homeowner, every property taxpayer in this state would benefit, as well as those that rent, because the property owners, they would be able to reduce their insurance as well, would benefit. It seems to me that we're at a defining moment. There's not much time left here before this continues. I'm hearing from people every day that the number of insurance companies that we would hope had come back to the market by now, there were a number that said in the fall that they would be here in the spring. I'm told they're not here. And that will continue to be a problem for us. If we unfortunately have a storm this season and we take a hit, Katie, bar the door. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist here. This is very much reality. That's why I like to look to other areas to see what it is that they're doing in trying to manage some of the same situations that they have. What is the insurance industry's response to Mother Nature? It's the same. It's no different. And the realities are that the stability that we're hanging our hat on is not going to happen, in my opinion. I don't think things just happen. I believe that you have to make them happen. And you control to the greatest extent those things that you can control. And you leverage them. And you figure out how you can move the needle with these insurance companies. But just sitting back and changing and fine-tuning some policies, it needs to be done. It's not a criticism. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know that we're moving far enough, fast enough, for this to actually make the difference that we are looking for. We'll be right back after the break. This is Newell on WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.